The best in the industry is Takeuchi. The lineup of track skid steer loaders, excavators, wheel loaders, and hundreds of attachments make the choice easy. So come and see why so many choose to buy it or rent it from Bennett and experience the Takeuchi difference in the upstate, western North Carolina, and North Georgia.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you? With Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center. Located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111,
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Upcountry Fiber. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Co-op to create Upcountry Fiber and bring superior fiber gigabit internet to your home. Upcountry Fiber is bringing fiber optic high-speed internet service to Blue Ridge Electric customers and the surrounding area. Blue Ridge serves portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and Spartanburg counties. See if Upcountry Fiber is or will be available in your area by visiting upcountryfiber.com and clicking register interest. Join the network with the fastest internet speeds available, over 100% fiber directly to the home. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. You can have symmetrical 200 megabit by 200 megabit per second starting as low as $50 per month, 500 by 500 for $65 a month, or an incredible 1 gig by 1 gig for just $80 per month. With the fastest and most reliable internet in the area, Upcountry Fiber will surpass your expectations. Upcountry Fiber can also provide HD TV and phone services with fast symmetrical internet speeds, unlimited data, no ugly overage charges, no contracts, no deposits, no deceptive introductory pricing. Upcountry Fiber treats their customers the way everyone wants to be treated. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Upcountry Fiber. Check out the new live coverage map by visiting upcountryfiber.com and clicking updates. See areas currently under construction and where Upcountry Fiber is available today. You will thank me later for Upcountry Fiber. No one does it like that. All right. I want to get to some NFL stuff and firings. There have been some firings already. Byron Leftwich is gone. The Chargers have fired their OC and other members of that staff. The problem is that, unfortunately, Brandon Staley is still employed. And Dean Spanos, the multi-gazillion dollar owner of the Chargers, just does not want to fix what clearly needs to be fixed for some reason known only to him. You know, again, Ramon, this is not like us. This dude can fire a coach instantly. You know, it's like, like going to buy a new couch, okay? He has no money concerns. Getting rid of a coach and paying a buyout would be just like this guy changing couches in his living room. He could do it right this second.
Kind of like your Mets guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like my Mets guy. Look, I would have fired this dude at halftime. I would have had armed security guards go out on the field and drag his butt right off the field in the first half, at the end of the first half, when they led 27-0. Is this thing working, Ron? Are you hearing me?
You heard me just say something about your Mets.
27-0. They blew a 27-0 lead. Right. Your Jacksonville Jaguars, who used to be your team. I don't know if they're still your team or not. But
yes.
The Jacksonville Jaguars rallied from down 27-0. And look, honestly, I thought the best player on the field for Jacksonville was Etienne. I think Etienne is the most explosive running back in the National Football League. Not the best. And I don't know that he's ever going to be the best. Okay, just to be clear, the most explosive. Incredibly explosive running back. Insanely dangerous in space.
It was good to watch. I liked it. Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence is going to win a Super Bowl or more. And he has a great coach with a brilliant offensive mind in Peterson. Trevor has all the right stuff to win a Super Bowl or more. That Jacksonville bunch, they're on their way. I mean, they've drafted really well. You know, look, Urban Meyer's an idiot, but he did draft Etienne. Now, he was going to maybe use him as a receiver, but he did draft Etienne. You at least give him that. But this team has drafted well. They're very young and athletic defensively. This last year's draft really helped in that regard. This is a fast, athletic, young Jaguar defense, and it's a very talented Jaguar offense. And the offensive line played really well against the Chargers. Really well. Frustrated Bosa endlessly, so much that he had a tantrum at the end of the game in throwing his helmet on the ground multiple times that cost his team a point, and instead of that game going to overtime, caused them to lose in regulation. So from a Jacksonville standpoint, there's a whole lot of good stuff. Whole lot of good stuff. You got down 27. Look, this team got behind a lot this year.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when I started watching it, what the score was. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, Trevor was terrible in the first half. Okay,
I didn't start watching the second half, and that's what they were saying.
Right. I mean, let's just be honest. He was just god-awful in the first half. He just was terrible. I mean, threw four balls that never should have been thrown. I mean, one of them was probably pass interference, still never should have been thrown. I mean, he was just ridiculously bad in the first half. But instead of that dragging him down for the whole game, you know, he basically said, man, I'm the quarterback of this team. I got to keep making plays. I got to keep trying to make plays. And he did. He did. And he played really near flawlessly in the second half and continued to demonstrate confidence. Look, it doesn't always go your way. It's what you do when it goes badly that determines who and what you are. And I think he really played well in the second half. And now the momentum change came late in the first half, and I'm going to get to that. But I thought, you know, honestly, I thought Clemson players played really well in Wild Card weekend all over the league. Here's the thing. If one other Clemson player, Mike Williams, had been able to play in this game, there's no doubt which team would have won that game. the Chargers would have won that game, and by a lot, a lot. He was the Clemson player missing in action. He was the Clemson. That's why the Chargers had to settle for field goals. There was no Williams to throw the ball to out there, and so that was the Clemson player who was most missed. But Trevor Lawrence rebounded from the hideous first half and played really well in the second half. And Etienne is just Etienne is so remarkably explosive. And so they hung tough, they made plays, and look, I know 27 points sounds insurmountable, but the truth is nothing in football is ever insurmountable. Football is a momentum game, and we see this happen all the time. I'm not necessarily talking about with 27-point leads, but we see big leads surrendered all the time because all it takes is one or two stupid moments to change momentum and to get the crowd back into it when you're playing at home, and those things happen.
Yeah, but when I saw it, I was like, oh, no.
Well, let me tell you.
When I first saw it.
Okay, well, let me tell you where and when I would have fired Brandon Staley, all right? Because I would have fired him in the first half. We wouldn't need to get to those second half decisions. I would have fired him in the first half because you do not get this crap back, all right? Here's what we have, Ramona. We have this is what happened in this game. Here is how Jacksonville came back and won. Because without this incredibly philanthropic donation by this moron, Brandon Staley, there is no Jacksonville comeback. That thing goes to the half. That thing should have gone to the half 27-0 or more. And that's the charge of your head coach. You have 2 minutes left in the first. Listen to this. You have 2 minutes left in the first half. You have the friggin' football. You have a 27-point lead. Your charge as the head coach of that football team is to get that game to halftime no worse than 27-0. If you can build on it, fine. But what you're doing more than anything else is I just want to get to the half 27-0. I don't want to do anything on earth to give Jacksonville any momentum and change Uncle Mo late in the first half with 2 minutes left. I don't want to do anything to do that. Okay, so here's what happens, Ramona.
What happened?
The Chargers have the ball with 2 minutes left in the first half, 27-0, in position to run it, in position to run it all out. Herbert throws a pass over the middle to, I think it was Keenan Allen. He's up to about the 34-yard line, as I remember. I thought he picked up the first down. I thought he picked up the first down. I was shocked that the Chargers did not review that because I was sure he picked up the first down. Never reviewed, nothing. In any case, it's third down and an inch, okay? It's third down and a stinking inch. You tell me what you're going to do, Ramona. Let's just play this game. Play this game at home.
I don't
okay?
know if I'll know, but right. Go ahead.
But, okay, it's third down and 1 inch. Remember what I told you about the shortest distance between 2 points?
Straight. I'm with you.
Third down and an inch. Yeah. I have a 27-0 lead that all I need is an inch. I pick up another first down.
That means
I run another series of plays.
Yes.
And the worst thing that can happen to me is the half ends 27-0.
Right.
That's not what this dope Staley and his OC do.
Okay.
I did not see the start of this play, but they either ran a reverse or a jet sweep. It might have been a reverse. I did not see the start of the play. All I saw was I look up and I see some little gnat running through the backfield and I see Herbert try and hand him the ball. I have a 6'6 quarterback trying to hand the ball to a little gnat who he never hands the ball to. And, you know, and he hit him in the chest with the ball and the little gnat is looking for the ball in his stomach and it's a fumble.
Oh, no.
It's a frigging fumble. It's a fumble, Ramona. And now the Chargers recovered it, but they lost like 8 yards instead of gaining the inch.
Now they had
to punt. And then Shank Daddy, the punter, shanks the punt, and Jacksonville is in business at like their own 40-yard line or whatever it was. And Jacksonville goes down in the last minute and a half of the first half and scores a touchdown. Now it's 27-7. Now you've relinquished all momentum as you go to the half, and the Chargers never recovered. They scored three stinking points in the whole second half.
I know, I saw.
Three stinking points. They never recovered. Do you know why they never recovered, Ramona? Because when you make bonehead, ridiculous decisions, they always come back to hurt you. It doesn't matter the point of the game. You lost the game on 3rd and 1 inch. That's when you lost the game, moron. How you're still employed is beyond me. I would have come out on the field and dragged you off the stinking field right then. What?
Are you done screaming?
No.
I don't know why he didn't just fall forward.
That's it.
He should have just fell forward and made that whole thing start in the drive.
Let me tell you about the two things I have, okay? I have a 6'6 athletic quarterback who only has to gain 1 inch exactly by falling forward, which happens automatically. Oh, you can legally push that guy too. Oh, I also have one of the toughest little running backs in the NFL. I have those things at my disposal, and instead, I run some reverse action garbage where we fumble the ball 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Again, it's not just that you had to punt. It's that you get 1 inch, you automatically run out the half. You have you get another whole series of downs. Jacksonville never gets the stinking ball. I just don't get how stupid these people can be. You know, we want to credit these coaches all along with being smart. Most of them are morons. This stuff is not hard. You don't drive to Tennessee from South Carolina via Miami. It's a straight shot.
He could have accidentally tripped forward and right. Act like that's what he meant to do.
Right. Right. I mean, I'm for 1 second, Ramona, I just like blanked out. The half is over. I'm just waiting to hear. You know, I'm like not paying every bit of attention. I'm doing something else. And I'm waiting to hear first down. First down Chargers. Herbert, quarterback sneak. First down Chargers. And you run out the half. You know, or you try, you know, a screen pass or something. But you run out the ass. I have another series of plays. The half ends. This is where you lost the game. That moment right there is where that entire game swung. That moment in time is where you took a 27-point lead and peed it away and gave Jacksonville the football, great field position, momentum, and plenty of time to score. And they went and scored, and you never recovered.
Yeah, Trevor probably went, that erases my interception.
Well, you know what? You know. Here's the thing. This is why it's different. Trevor Lawrence didn't mean to throw any interceptions.
They meant to do that.
Right, these two idiots sabotaged their own freaking team intentionally. I mean, 3rd down and 1 inch, 27. I have a 27-0 lead. The only thing I can't do is do anything to give them momentum before the half that carries through the second half. I have 1 inch to go on 3rd and 3 with the 6'6 quarterback, and I look up, and these morons are running some reverse action and fumbling the ball 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then punting to Jacksonville. I knew right then. I swear, as God is my witness, I thought right then, these idiots are going to lose this game. It was 27-0 because you don't get them back. You don't get them back. There are some things in life, Ramona, where you are just so invincibly stupid that God says, oh, no, you're going to get penalized now. You know, it's like, oh, no, I didn't put you on earth to be that stupid. No, if you're going to be that stupid, okay, I'm taking it all. And when it's 27-0 and you have 3rd down and inch, what on God's green earth are you doing? Quick break. Joe in Virginia, you're up first.
If you're looking for a more personal, honest eye care experience, consider Westminster Vision of Clemson. We offer a full range of services from a large selection of designer spectacles and contact lenses to treatment and management of eye disease. We have our own eyeglass lab for quick, accurate glasses that are guaranteed. Our friendly, personal approach means we'll take the time needed to do the job right. Most insurance accepted. Evening and weekend exams available. 654-4141. That's 654-4141. Next to Publix.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what first-class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Carolina Auto Connection, the little dealer with the big heart. Celebrating 14 years serving the upstate. With no haggle pricing and no dealer fees, their customers come from all over the world. They have the lowest prices on the best pre-owned vehicles. Their staff is straightforward and honest. All vehicles are 49-point inspected and serviced, so you can buy with confidence. Carolina Auto Connection, 1434 Boiling Springs Road, just off I-85 Spartanburg. Call 864-814-DEAL for an appointment or CarolinaAutoConnection.com.
Carolina Top Dressing is going all in on our soil conditioning program. For the rest of winter, we are now offering a free spring aeration for any customer who signs up and completes the two treatments of soil conditioning. This will help break up compacted clay soils which lack sufficient space for air and water, both of which are important for microorganisms to thrive and for roots to grow. Visit our website, CarolinaTopDressing.com, to get your free quote and free aeration. CarolinaTopDressing.com.
Corporate events, weddings, reunions, holiday parties, birthdays, or fundraisers, Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food in Easley is here to make your special day a breeze and a little more delicious. With menu items like brisket, smoked ribs, chicken, pork, baked beans, sweet potato crunch, collard greens, peach cobbler, and more. Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food, 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Visit SmittySmokeAndSoulFood.com to view their catering menu today. Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food, just like Grandma made it.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Hey friends, Don Munson here for Buff City Soap at the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. Yes, Buff City Soap has delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily, but they also have laundry soap, foaming hand soaps, shaving soaps, facial bar, beard care products, and all of the accessories to make your skin happy. Shop for yourself, shop for friends, family, or co-workers. Buff City has a soap for everyone in any occasion. Be sure to like on Facebook for updates and specials at Buff City Soap Greenville and Buff City Soap Clemson.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Joe and Wild Man, I'm coming to you. I just saw this from Chase Brice. Chase Brice is going to the NFL. you know, and he thanks all of his coaches at three institutions. He says, my college career wasn't like most, and I wouldn't trade it. I've learned so much the past 6 years from my time at Clemson, Duke, and App State. He thanks all the coaches. At some point, he says, stay the course to his friends at App State. I'm forever a Mountaineer. Then says, lastly, it's always been a dream of mine to have an opportunity at the next level. With that being said, I'm officially declaring for the 2023 NFL draft. And I wish him well. And I think he improved. And you know, and he may have a shot to be a backup quarterback somewhere. The one thing I don't understand about this, and look, players write these things and put these things up every single day now. The one thing I don't understand is, you know, use the Dabo Swinney-ism at the very bottom. The last line is be great where your feet are.
He used his line?
Yeah, that's the last line. Be great where your feet are.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure he understands what the meaning of that is if he's using that.
No, I don't think he's traveling too much for that line, is
right.
he?
way too much traveling to
more
be great.
More like I've been everywhere, man.
Right, it's more like I've been everywhere, man. Right, it's too late for the be great where your feet are, Chase. I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, the rest of it, I'm 100% fine with. But I was just a little shocked to see the be great where your feet are. So apparently, Ramona, not all of Dabo Swinney-isms are understood by every player who played.
Apparently not.
Apparently, you might. Dabo might have spent more time explaining what some of those things mean. Be great where your feet are now means, boys, you stay here.
Right.
It means you stay here.
With where you're
right.
At
means you don't go into stay. The right. You don't go transfer multiple
excel
times.
Excel where you're
right,
at.
Right. Right. Excel where you are means you stay here. Apparently, Dabo did not explain that thoroughly enough. It seems sort of self-explanatory, but since it's being used here. This context, I'm going to have to guess that's a no. I'm guessing that's a no.
That's a no.
That's a no. Joe in Virginia. Joe, what's going on, Joe?
That's wrong, Walt. Man, I will admit he had a good career.
Yeah.
Close to 10,000 yards passing, yeah. Which is, you know, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And who knows, even if you make it on the practice squad and you somehow make a contract for a year, I'm pretty sure close to $1 million, that can start your life, right, Walt?
I mean,
if somebody gave you $1 million and cut you, I mean, I'll be honest, I'd be happy with that. I mean, somebody gave me $900,000 just to make it on the practice squad. Was it Charlie Whitehurst that made a career just riding the bench?
Yeah. The league's filled with those guys. And you know, and Chase has a chance to do something like that. There's an opportunity there. I like I said, I'm reading the whole thing, and I'm thinking, that sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds good. That sounds good. Get down to the final line. It says, be great where your feet are. I'm like, oops. That lesson was not learned. Not well understood.
Gotcha. But, you know, Walt.
Maybe he thinks that means move your feet.
Maybe
that'll be the new transfer portal model. Be great where your feet are now,
yeah,
or next.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
or next.
Next.
Be great where your feet are next.
But you know, my Bills, they looked a little shaky. Walt, not gonna lie, against Miami. What was it, second, third string quarterback basically pushed them to the limit?
Are we just learning that? The Bills are Joe's Bills, Ramona? Did we know that?
I know we didn't know
this
that.
This sounds like new info to me, Joe. I don't remember.
I don't either.
I thought they were your Panthers. I thought you were a Panthers
man.
Yeah. What do you mean your Bills?
No. My pick to win the Super Bowl.
His prediction is the Bills.
Yes.
We see.
I pulled a page out of your book, Walt, you know, with that. But they looked a little shaky.
Yeah.
They looked a little shaky. Maybe they did this cobwebs off.
Yeah, hopefully got it out of their
play
system.
This weekend?
Bengals.
Yeah, they're going to get eaten alive in that secondary probably. But
Who will? The Bills?
Well, don't you think the Bills are going to
I think the Bills will kick the crap out of the Bengals. The Bengals should already be out of the playoffs. The Ravens, as we said, just – completely outplayed them. The Ravens kicked the living crap out of the Bengals in that game. They were clearly the better team. They should have won the game 10 times over, and they dominated them physically, just beat them up. I thought that number was ridiculous when I saw it. 8.5. There's just no way the Bengals could ever be favored over the Ravens by 8.5 in a playoff game. And they know how to defend Burrow. You know, they'll show him lots of different things. They'll drop 8 in coverage at times. The Bengals have offensive line issues, and the Ravens exploited that. They beat Burrow up, and they beat their brains in. I mean, look, they're on the way to winning that game, Joe. I mean, again, you have...
That's true.
They're on the goal line about to end the game because there's no way the Bengals are coming back. They couldn't gain a yard. They're on the goal line about to end the game. And if you think that the Staley mistake was bad, how about the Huntley mistake, Ramona? This dude reaches out, which they tell you never to do, reaches the football out, trying to reach the goal line. It gets knocked out of his hands, picked up, and returned 100 yards for a touchdown the other way.
I do hope the Bills win in general. I think the 49ers are going to beat Dallas, and not only do I think they're going to beat Dallas, I think they're going to do it by 10.
Wow.
I don't know what the line is.
Wow. It's like three and a half.
I think they're going to pull away in the fourth quarter, and I think the reason why is because I just think the 49ers are a better team, roster-wise, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And I think Purdy's kind of, you know, hitting a groove right now, but I still think we haven't had a Debo game yet. I think this is the game.
Well, this better be a McCaffrey game and a run the football game against Dallas, because I still think that's the Cowboys' weakness. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers couldn't run it on them, but that's their weakness, and I think you have to run it on them, because honestly, I think if Purdy has – now, the 49ers have a much better offensive line than Tampa Bay. The 49ers have one of the best. Tampa is the worst. But – I still thought Dallas's linebackers did a great job of dropping in coverage, et cetera. And honestly, I think Purdy could make some mistakes in this game. I think they better run the ball first and prove they can run it if they don't want Purdy throwing 3 picks in this game.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I just, you know, I think Debo's going to have a rushing game. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, that could be, yeah.
I'll leave with this. Well, I think Tom Brady's back, and I think he's going to be in Miami. I think that was a farewell thing at the press conference. I think he's going to go to Miami. That's the choice, Walt. I mean, they have all the
weapons. Yeah, I can see that, too.
Have a decent offensive line. Now, that's going to be weird for those Miami folks, but ride the wave. Welcome back down to the basement, Tampa. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. We lost a few people. You can get in if you want right now. Yeah, look, I don't know, but I know there are going to have to be changes made in Tampa. You have the worst offensive line in the league. You have a 45-year-old quarterback seven to throw 70 times a game to give you a chance, and you can't block at all. Your pass protection is the worst I've ever seen. In the last 20 years of National Football League football, this is the worst offensive line I've ever seen, ever. Just awful. Dreadful. Can't gain a yard rushing. Dead last in the National Football League in rushing yards. Brady has no time to throw. You have no receivers to get any separation whatsoever. But he has zero time to throw the ball. I mean, look, the pass rush in that game last night was just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott is sitting back in the pocket, smoking a cigar, sitting down in a lawn chair, scanning the field, standing back up, throwing the ball. Tampa had no pressure. That Dallas offensive line, which allegedly had issues, not against Tampa. Dak Prescott had all night to throw the football. I mean, he just could wait for guys to clear and come open, any vertical route, any down, no problem. Meanwhile, Brady didn't have 2 seconds to even think about throwing the ball vertically, and that's happened all year long. Brady can throw a football 75 yards. Brady, trust me when I tell you this. I mean, just go back and watch the game a couple games ago. The one game where the offensive line was whole as can be, and he did have time. He threw for 400-something yards or whatever it was, over 200 to Evans. They were all just bombs. It was just bombs away, 65, 70-yard throws. Even at the end of that game last night, 2 minutes left, he throws a perfect strike, 60 yards in the field, 60 yards in the air, downfield to Evans. Evans drops it. It's a walk-in touchdown. You still had three timeouts. You still had three timeouts. There was still a chance there. There was still some sort of chance there. And the only way Brady's coming back there is if there are major changes. First of all, I don't know about Bowles as coach. I don't. Bowles has no backbone. He's a defensive guy through and through. I mean, you're trailing 12-0. You have a 4th-and-2 out near midfield with Brady at your quarterback. You have to go for that. You have to go for that. I'm sorry. That's the way the game is played. That's what Arians would have done. That's the way the game is played. Bowles punts. And what happens? They drive 90 yards down on his overrated defense, and they score again. And they miss the extra point again. And now you're down 18-0 because you had no courage. You had no conviction. And then Leftwich gets fired because of all of it. First of all, Arians is going to be PO'd because the Bowles and Arians were his guys. Or Bowles and Leftwich were his guys. You know, he believed both of them should be head coaches. Well, look, that entire system was broken all year. It started with the decisions of management because they made terrible mistakes. When you have offensive linemen retire and leave or try and leave in free agency, and you have Donovan Smith at left tackle, you don't do anything about any of those things. And you just go into a season thinking, oh, it'll be fine because we have Brady. I mean, that's just nonsense. You can't give a 45-year-old quarterback the worst offensive line in football and no running game. And it's not even close. I mean, they're so far and away the worst offensive line in national football, you're not even close. Nathan, how are you?
Hey, well, doing well, yourself?
Good, Nathan. Appreciate you getting in.
I feel like Dallas is going to the Super Bowl. I mean, Brock Purdy, sure, he had a great game, but, I mean, he's a rookie quarterback. You're playing against that Dallas defense, which has been playing pretty well. But, I mean, who left is in the NFC that you have confidence in, quarterback-wise? I mean, Daniel Jones or Jalen Hurts? I mean, Jalen Hurts in big games gets benched.
Well, look, I knew Jones was going to carve up Minnesota. I said that on Friday. It was one of the things we had right. I picked the Giants upset over Minnesota, and I said Daniel Jones was going to kill him because he killed him the first time, if anyone was paying attention. So it was a really easy game to pick. But look, it's conceivable. I mean, the one thing I will say, Purdy has actually played like six really good games in a row. The thing is, they haven't played anybody during that time period. I mean, the best team they played is Seattle under Purdy's leadership. That's the best team they played. So that's not really all that impressive. And I do think Dallas can win this game. I do. I think Dallas can go to San Francisco and win. In fact, I'm sort of leaning towards that happening. It's a shame, Ramona, that Len decided to jump off Dallas's bandwagon because now you can't get back on. You made that permanent. You were going to get boat raced by Tampa, so you made that permanent. But I think Dallas has a great chance. I think they have a great chance to turn Purdy over, maybe pressure him a little. I think the linebackers, I thought Vander Esch was unbelievable against Tampa with his pass drops and just his complete game. I thought those linebackers did a great job of dropping in pass coverage in that game. The one thing I would be worried about, Nathan, and the one thing, the one area that Dallas has a concern is they can be run on. And Tampa, again, worst running game in the league, offensive line, train wreck. But the 49ers are a pretty dominant run team, and that'll be what you have to watch for. If the Niners can run the ball on Dallas successfully and or at will, they'll obviously win the game. Dallas is going to have to. Yeah. Dallas is going to have to put that game on Purdy's plate.
Yeah, I agree. But why is the Bills and Cincinnati game played in Buffalo? I mean, if Cincinnati want to beat Buffalo, you know, in that regular season game, the game would have been played in Cincinnati. So if we're going to put the AFC Championship game,
because Cincinnati has four losses. The Bills only have three losses.
Yeah, but
game wasn't played.
Cincinnati would have beat Buffalo.
They didn't because the game wasn't played.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we're doing that, then why are we putting possibly the AFC Championship game in Atlanta?
Well, again, because both those teams have three losses, and they thought it would be unfair. And remember, Buffalo had beaten Kansas City during the year, too. That's the other thing to remember. Buffalo had beaten Kansas City in Kansas City. So they did not just want to give the Chiefs home field against a team that, with the same number of losses who had beat them during the year in Kansas City. They did the best they could with a bad situation, Nathan. There's really no perfect answer. Yeah, Nathan, thank you for the call. You're breaking up on me, but that's the bottom line. That's why it was done. Cincinnati has four losses. Buffalo has three. The game was not completed. It was, in the first quarter or whatever. It was 7-3. There was no outcome. So the league did the best they could under the circumstances. Truth is, I think Buffalo should have had home field throughout the whole thing. But I understand why it was handled as it was. And as I said, I don't think there was an ideal answer. I think the league did the best they could with it. And, quite honestly, the Bengals, people are worried about the way the Bills played. The Bengals got pushed around. The Bengals got bullied in their own building by Baltimore. Baltimore kicked the living crap out of that team all game long and should have won that game. Cincinnati has no business even being in the playoffs at this point. Mikey, I'm coming right to you. Quick break.
Hey guys, my biggest issue over the holidays used to be stress, overeating, and low energy. Then I started TRT and Wegovy semaglutide at Low Country Mail. Testosterone took care of the stress, low energy, and performance issues in the bedroom. Wegovy took away my food cravings, lowered my A1C, and helped me lose 15% of my body weight. I went down a few pant sizes, made gains in the gym, and have never looked better. Simple monthly no-contract pricing included medication, labs, and doctor visits. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or compactor? McNeely's Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyStoreAndRental.com or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
What's up, guys? Ben here. You've heard me talk about this product for years now, Optinos by EC Sports. This powerful, 100% natural, and clinically tested muscle builder is a game changer. In the clinical study, individuals saw 12 times average increase in arm size, 58-pound increase in bench press, 6 times more endurance, and 3 times more lean muscle than the placebo group. Choose a supplement with proven results and a money-back guarantee. Go to UpstateMuscle.com. Use code ROAR for 20% off today.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is every day.
Don't
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Some people would like to tell you that when it comes to fixing ED, one size fits all. That's just not true. But a guarantee is true for everyone at the Greenville Men's Clinic. An intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. How are we able to do this? It's simple. Our experienced, licensed providers have treated over 35,000 men, so we know a thing or two about ED. We are able to offer the latest technologies and documented clinical pathways to resolve your ED once and for all. Prestigious institutions like the Cleveland Clinic and Cambridge have shown our technology to be safe and effective. So for a limited time, we're offering a free physician consultation and medical assessment. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Trust the intimacy guarantee. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today at 864-301-1111. 301-1111.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
This Tuesday, the Clemson Tigers are back on the road as they head up to Winston-Salem. They take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, the second of two matchups this year. And the Tigers, having won the previous matchup, look to go for a sweep. Broadcast begins at 8:30 p.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back. Mikey, I'm coming to you in 1 second. You know, I'm sitting out in the parking lot before the show began, and I have the station on. I'm listening to Quark talk about Brandon Staley, and he's talking about the fact that, you know, last year he was known as an analytics guy, and the other night he suddenly basically goes conservative, and he's 100% right. This guy was hammered because this dude is going like on 4th and 9 from his 20, you know, these kind of things. This is what he did all last year. I mean, he's going on 4th down. Ever since he got there, he's going on 4th down from everywhere. So that's what he had done continuously. So let me just describe the situation, because it's even worse than 4th down. You know, Kwok mentioned that, you know, he failed to go on 4th and 3 from the plus 22 yard line and opted to kick another field goal, and Dicker missed the kick, a 39 yard field goal, and the lead was 10, as Kwok correctly said, and so the field goal only puts you up 13, so you're still within the two scores anyway, and you can't keep doing that. You've got to get beyond that. You've got to get beyond that, because you could feel it slipping away. And the last thing on earth I wanted to do is bring a stinking kicker out in that situation. And sure enough, Dicker, the kicker, misses the 39-yard field goal. And And now you still have a 10-point lead. Now Jacksonville has all sorts of momentum. But here's the thing. You had third down and three from the 22. You had two downs to get 3 yards. So a smart coach would have said, okay, I'm running on third and three. And I'm going to get 2 yards. And that's going to give me the luxury of doing whatever I want on fourth and one. Is that what they did? No. I had two downs to get 3 yards. I was there on third and three. This is Mr. Boldness from before. This is Mr. Hyperanalytic, who went for everything from his own stake and territory. I have a 10-point lead. I have a fourth and three. I have a third and three and a fourth and three. And I wind up missing a 39-yard field goal. Get out of here. How is he coaching? How is he able to cut off limbs to save his body? I don't get it. I'm telling you right now, Ramona, the dude would never have survived till the second half. I had seen enough from him already. I don't know how you don't go. Look, Justin Herbert's already had two coaches there now, but I don't know how you don't go out and get Sean Payton. Sean Payton loved to coach Justin Herbert. How do you not go get Sean Payton? How do you not go fire this loser tomato can and get Sean Payton? How? You have a team that's basically ready to win a Super Bowl. Oh, you need a couple additions. You need some better defensive depth. You need a run stuffer on that defensive front. You know, yeah, you need a couple pieces. You need another receiver as well. But those are things that you can easily acquire. It's not a long list. You can easily acquire those things. Easily. Sean Payton would love to coach that football team. You have more money than God. How do you not fire this loser today? How do you not fire him in the first half on third down and inch when he gave Jacksonville the game right then? No. Mikey in Westminster. Mikey, good to have you, Mikey, as always.
Thanks for having me, Walt. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mikey.
I got a couple of picks and a couple of questions for you. Tonight I got UNC over the 143.5 against Boston College. 9 out of Boston College's last 11 games have gone over, and 6 out of the last 8 of UNC's have gone over. So I went with the over. And then I took Clemson plus the 2.5 early before the Chase Hunter injury. Should I be worried about that one now? It's ballooned up to 4 since
Hunter
injury was announced.
Right, and that, you know, that tells you why. So, I mean, yeah, look, it's a concern. I mean, you went into the year. Listen, this team went into the season not knowing if they had a point guard. One of the big questions about Clemson for this basketball season was who was going to play that role. And Chase Hunter settled into it nicely and has really played well, with the exception of the Duke game, and maybe he was injured for that game too. It's a question. I mean, this team's depth and ability to make up for a missing player is going to be tested tonight, because you're already without Hemingway, and now you're going to be without your starting point guard. So, yeah, I mean, those are certainly questions, and I can't promise anything about this game now, because I don't know. I mean, I know that, you know, we're going to see Josh Beadle and Dylan Hunter try and make up for it, and they're going to need more offense from Galloway. Again, I would expect Dylan Hunter's minutes to go way up tonight, and he's going to be thrown into a difficult situation. The good thing is he's a natural point guard, so that might actually work a little against this team. And I also think he has an inclination to push the ball, and I am fine with Clemson pushing the ball against Wake Forest. I don't think Wake Forest does a great job in transition D, but yeah, there are certainly unknowns now tonight. So, yeah, I would, if I were you, I might play the opposite side just to have something there to balance it.
Yeah, Clemson has won 9 out of the last 10 against Wake Forest, and they've gone 8-2 against the spread in those last 10. So
you keep it.
They've been covering since that Richmond game. I've been on them. They're 6-1 against the spread since that Richmond game.
Yeah.
And they, originally they started as an underdog in that Duke game actually, and then the money poured in on Clemson. So they're 4-0 against the spread as an underdog. So hopefully they can still pull it out for me tonight. Yeah. But I got Dallas plus the 3.5 against San Francisco. I don't trust Purdy. I don't only like a handful of quarterbacks that ever actually reached the conference title game, and I don't think a rookie quarterback has ever reached the Super Bowl. I don't think.
My first inclination is Dallas plus the 3.5. That thing came out at 4.5. It instantly moved to 3.5. I mean, like in minutes. Mm-hmm. It went from 4.5 to 3.5. Now, part of that's the, you know, just seeing Dallas beat Tampa the way they did, seeing Prescott play the way he played. So some of it is you know, a prisoner of the moment. And again, the 49ers have better, younger, much more explosive weapons everywhere than does Tampa. The 49ers have a much better offensive line and a much better running game than Tampa.
Right.
And the Niners are going to try and control that game physically. It's what they're going to try and do. They're going to try and line up and see if you could just run against Dallas, because that's been Dallas's weakness. I mean, you know, even Tampa, when Tampa beat Dallas early in the year, they did it by running the ball at them. So that's what they're going to test. They're going to test that. And if the Niners control the line of scrimmage, they'll win the game. I mean, but I like the way Dallas is playing. I know last week, I don't really put anything to that thing last week, but
Sam,
I think I thought their offensive line really played exceptionally well against Tampa, and Dak had all day to throw, and I really liked the pass coverage. I thought Tampa basically had nowhere to go with the football whatsoever. There was nobody open, and the linebackers were getting great drops. Vander Esch seemed to be all over the place. And that
was incredible.
Right. And that makes me think that they're going to pick Purdy off a couple times. It just does. I think they get their hands on balls and pick him off a couple times. And let's remember, I know the Niners wound up blowing out Seattle, and blowouts normally take four quarters. But, you know, into the middle of the third quarter, that was a football game.
It was.
So.
All right. And I'm sort of with you. Sorry to hold you. The Lamar Jackson, there's rumors about him as a Falcon. The Falcons are going to go after him. What do you think about that? Or,
well, I think Desmond Ridder showed some ability at the end of the year, but if you can get Lamar Jackson, I think you do it. And Lamar Jackson's not going back to Baltimore, just to be clear.
No,
explain this the other day. Look, you have Jason LaCanfora, who is a Baltimore insider who does radio in Baltimore, who's openly saying Lamar Jackson's not coming back to Baltimore, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, in fact, LaCanfora talked about the fact that a few days before that game, Harbaugh was asked to address the quarterback situation. He spoke for 3 to 4 minutes about it without even mentioning Lamar Jackson's name. You know, and it's been clear in this little divide late in the year, and I think it's been clear with what the Baltimore player said. I'm, you know, I don't know how you read necessarily what they said, because I don't know whether they're criticizing the franchise for not signing Lamar or criticizing Lamar for not playing. And you know, like the J.K. Dobbins comments were basically where, you know, hey, Lamar plays, we win this game. I don't know if that's. I don't know if that's like a shot at management for not having his contract done, or whether that's a shot at Lamar for not sucking it up and playing when everybody is injured. I don't know. But
a little of both.
Right. But here's the deal. If they wanted Lamar Jackson, they would have signed him by now. This would be over. This would be over. Right. They're gonna franchise him and trade him. He is being dealt. Lamar Jackson will not be playing in Baltimore next year. It's 100%, or as close to 100% as you can possibly get. So he'll be elsewhere. Could it be, you know, the Saints? Could it be, you know, I don't know, Miami, Atlanta? It'll be elsewhere, wherever it is. It's not going to be in Baltimore. His time in Baltimore is done.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks, all Mikey. Right.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you? With Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a 7-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center, located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been treating customers so well. You'd think they were part of the family. Members of our Family Promise program who buy a new Toyota will enjoy perks like lifetime nitro on tires, gas fill-up, lifestyle test drives, and 3 years no-cost maintenance. It's part of our pledge to give our customers the best new car buying experience. Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving, testosterone replacement from Low Country Mail. Our concierge TRT plans are around $7 a day and include testosterone, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. We also offer Wegovy semaglutide plans. Wegovy reduces cravings, lowers A1C, and increases metabolism. The results are amazing. Say no to beta male energy, say no to dad bods, and say no to food cravings with TRT and Wegovy. Make men men again. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
When you hear Diamonds Direct, it's not just a catchy name designed to give the illusion of value. Our name is who we really are. Diamonds Direct was started by diamond cutters a quarter of a century ago. At our very core is a commitment to cut out